And on your new album, Mixed Race, you recorded it in Paris.
Yeah.
So there are traces of house music on it, and
yeah,
you worked on a track with Hakim Hamadouche.
Yeah.
You know, so having experience, you moved to these cities, especially for the making of music?
No, I kind of went there for a holiday for 2 months with a friend and ended up loving it and just went back. And I had fun there. You know what I mean? So this album is fun. Mixed Race is fun. Even though it's dark, it's the easiest album I've ever made. Easiest. No thinking about anything. I just have fun. So I think it's inspired me, as in I'm having fun now, you know?
Now that you say this album is about fun, I find it that way as well. But compared maybe to your early music, it was darker at the beginning.
Yeah.
But then you were critical at that time, at the system, at everything. But it seems that I read in some interview that you're especially critical towards your government who doesn't really pay attention to young people.
Yeah,
who are left to them own. But your music is still kind of more optimistic. So do you see a way out of this situation that we are in now?
In some ways, it's hard to say because, you know, these people have controlled things for so long. You know, we've been controlled by religion, by governments. And while there's currency, it's going to be very difficult to change things. But, like, you know, I said in the Prime Minister's wife said in an interview that she's met me in Bristol. And I taught her to play pool. I can't remember, right? But like I said in the Guardian newspaper, which people like her will read, I said, look, you know, I can't remember her, but if they want to mention my name, they should call me up and help me set up youth programs, you know? So I think artists could do a lot more than they do. Definitely, you know? If you've got as much money as God, you know, some of these artists are so wealthy. And just doing stuff for charity, using your profile as charity, ain't just gonna help. You gotta do things on a lower level. Like, if I've got billions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars, and I live in London, set up 5 youth clubs in different areas. If I'm an artist in Manchester with millions of dollars, set up 5 youth clubs there. And I think little things like that, if they grow, so I think people with money, not just artists, should
invest
in this thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But trouble is, you know, people aren't. So a lot of people aren't interested.
Just more or less, just looking for themselves.
So. Yeah, yeah. Self-preservation kind of vibe. Yeah.
Right. This situation with youth clubs, was it different 15 years ago?
Yeah, we had a youth club when I grew up, mm-hmm. and I still got into trouble, but I got into less trouble when I went there. You know. Mm-hmm. Now kids ain't got nothing. In England, they hang out on the streets. Anybody, good or bad, ain't about good or bad. If you give a kid nothing to do, he's gonna get into trouble. That's just natural, you know? So when I was growing up, we did have somewhere to go. And we did have somewhere. You know, that's where I first learned, we first got our turntables, was in a youth club. From that turntables, I became a musician. You know, that changed my life. Mm-hmm. So in a way, the youth club changed my life. You know, so I think it's really important to give young people something to do, not let them hang out on the streets, you know, whether it's sports, boxing, martial art clubs, music, just a youth club where they can play pool, table tennis, darts, anything.
And you lived in United States and then in Paris. Is the situation any different there?
Nah, it's the same all over the world. Mm-hmm. It's the same all over the world, yeah.
Yeah, another thing is that for artists who are creating a name for themselves, it's much more difficult than it used to be, maybe.
Oh,
You have experience with your label, Black Punk?
Brand Punk, yeah.
Brand Punk, sorry. Yeah.
It's, you need physical money, a lot of money. And now, things have changed so much. And there's so many artists, you know? And it's kind of like, it's just a money game, you know? It's like, you get young artists signed to record companies, and if they don't get a hit single on their first album, they drop you. When I came out, you didn't have to have a hit single. You just had to have a good album. You know, like me and people like PJ Harvey would probably find it hard to get a record deal now. Back then, we were supposed to be new, credible artists. And Ireland would wait 2, 3, 4 albums. They invested in you and they'd wait if they believed in you. You know, if Blackwell believed in you. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to provide money. You've got to get into the top of the charts or you're getting dropped.
I mean, your early albums were pretty successful, so I think you would still get a record deal nowadays.
I think it'd be harder for me.
Harder?
Yeah, I think so.
So you've recorded 9 albums over the 15 years.
Yeah.
How do you keep yourself interested or enjoying yourself in the studio nowadays?
Oh, because it's a lucky life, you know? You know, I've been in a studio at like 5 o'clock in the morning in London and come out and see a guy 60 years of age working on the roads in the freezing cold, and I'm just going for something to eat. That's enough inspiration right there. I'm in Slovenia when I could be sat in Bristol signing on Social Security. This is enough right here. Mm-hmm. You know, if artists realize they're lucky, how lucky they are, you'll never get writer's block. You'll never need inspiration. It'll always be there if you realize you're blessed.
So maybe just a couple more questions. You have a big respect for artists or music from the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, are there any recent albums that you really enjoyed?
Nah.
Or some concert you saw recently that...
Nah.
Nothing?
I've been touring for the last year. It's the same old, same old.
There's this strong tradition of combining the Jamaican and British music, especially in electronic music.
Yeah.
In UK. So how do you feel about dubstep? Do you know any of this, sir?
Yeah, I know some of it.
Do you know that they capture this, the right feeling, the Jamaican feeling?
Some of it. But it's definitely not Lee Scratch Perry. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, so maybe they've caught some of it.
Okay. So this would be it for me.
Thank you very much. Yeah.